Good morning. It's April 11th, and this is your daily brief in tech. Here's everything you need to know. In a striking demonstration of technological advancement, Intel and Meta Platforms Incorporated have made significant announcements at the Vision 2024 conference, revealing their latest contributions to the AI chip market. Intel unveiled its new AI accelerator Gaudi 3 alongside the groundbreaking QuantumX AI chip, while Meta introduced the MTIA V2, a chip that boasts 3 times the performance and 1.5 times the power efficiency of its predecessor, setting a new benchmark in the AI industry. Intel's announcement marks a pivotal moment in AI technology, with the Gaudi 3 and QuantumX chips representing major strides forward. On the other side, Meta's MTIA V2 chip is engineered to outperform NVIDIA's H100 and A100 SXM in performance per watt, despite consuming significantly more power and offering up to 7 times the floating-point performance of its previous model. This advancement is supported by Meta's use of the PyTorch framework and Triton compiler, enhancing the flexibility of AI application development across various GPU hardware. The competition in the AI chip market is heating up, with both Intel and Meta pushing the boundaries of innovation. This period of robust competition is not only a boon for the tech industry, but also signals the diverse needs of consumers and the industry's commitment to revolutionizing technology. Meanwhile, NVIDIA has shown resilience amidst market corrections, with its shares rebounding by 2% to close at $870.39 on Wednesday. Analysts remain confident in NVIDIA's position in the AI boom, with the stock gaining about 80% since the start of 2024 and more than tripling in value over the past year. This flurry of activity in the AI chip sector underscores a dynamic period of growth and competition, with Intel, Meta, and NVIDIA each demonstrating their commitment to innovation and market leadership. As these developments unfold, the tech industry watches closely, anticipating the next breakthroughs that will continue to shape the future of artificial intelligence. In a dramatic turn of events, NetEase Incorporated and Blizzard Entertainment have mended fences, reviving a partnership that once seemed irreparably damaged. This reunion not only marks a significant moment for both companies, but also for millions of gamers across China, eagerly awaiting the return of some of their favorite franchises. After a public and somewhat contentious split in early the previous year, the two gaming giants have found common ground, renewing a collaboration that spans over 15 years. This reconciliation will see the reintroduction of heavyweight titles such as World of Warcraft, StarCraft, Diablo, Hearthstone, and Overwatch to the Chinese market, a move that's set to reignite passions and possibly reshape gaming trends in the region. Moreover, Microsoft is getting in on the action, planning to broaden the reach of NetEase games to Xbox consoles and beyond. This strategic move not only diversifies the gaming options available on Xbox, but also strengthens the ties between NetEase and a key player in the global gaming industry. The implications of this renewed partnership extend far beyond just game availability. It's a significant step back into the Chinese video game production market for Blizzard, with potential ramifications for the esports scene and the competitive landscape of China's gaming industry. As these beloved franchises make their comeback, the esports community and gaming enthusiasts are on the edge of their seats, anticipating how this deal will shape the future of gaming in China. In a bold move that could reshape the landscape of artificial intelligence, Meta Platforms is on the verge of releasing Llama 3, an AI model with a staggering 140 billion parameters, as an open-source model. This decision not only challenges the current market dominion of proprietary AI models like OpenAI's GPT-4, but also sets the stage for a major shift in how AI technologies are developed and distributed. Meta's announcement of Llama 3's impending release has sent ripples through the tech world. With 140 billion parameters, Llama 3 is poised to be one of the most advanced AI models available, and its open-source nature represents a significant departure from the norm of closely guarded proprietary models. This move is seen as a direct challenge to OpenAI, which is also preparing to launch GPT-5, another highly anticipated AI model. The strategy behind Meta's decision to open-source Llama 3 is multifaceted. It not only challenges the existing paradigm of proprietary AI models, but also simplifies the process for Meta to further develop and monetize the technology through alternative schemes. This could potentially disrupt the AI market by making it more difficult for proprietary models to attract users and customers. However, the advancement of AI models like Llama 3 and GPT-5 isn't without its concerns. The development of more human-like AI models brings to the forefront ethical and moral questions about their potential misuse. As these models become more advanced, the implications of their use and misuse become increasingly significant, raising important questions about the future of AI development and regulation. As Apple fans mark their calendars for May 6, 2024, the tech giant is poised to unveil its latest innovations in the iPad lineup. This announcement is not just any launch. It's setting the stage for what could be the most significant overhaul of the iPad Pro and iPad Air models to date. With anticipation building, let's dive into what's expected from this exciting reveal. The spotlight is on the upcoming iPad Pro and iPad Air models, which are rumored to feature not only design updates and enhanced hardware, but also new screen size options. Notably, the iPad Air is expected to expand its appeal with a new 12.9-inch version, while the iPad Pro is set to captivate users with an OLED display, marking a significant leap in visual technology for the device. These changes are complemented by the introduction of new accessories, including updated versions of the Apple Pencil and Magic Keyboard, promising to enrich the user experience further. However, the path to launch has seen its share of hurdles, with production delays of OLED displays pushing the market release to late June. Despite these challenges, the excitement remains undiminished, with the early May announcement still on track. For those not willing to wait, the current 10th generation iPad offers a compelling package with its 10.9-inch Liquid Retina display, priced at $349. Turning our gaze to wearable technology, the Apple Watch Series 10 is generating its own buzz. Reports suggest it will feature a new LTPO OLED display technology, a move aimed at significantly enhancing battery efficiency. This advancement is the result of a global collaboration, with LG Display and Japan's JD1 at the forefront of producing these cutting-edge screens. The integration of oxide material in the TFTs is a game-changer, promising to extend battery life and set a new standard for wearables and mobile technology alike. As we look forward to these releases, it's clear that Apple is once again at the cusp of setting new benchmarks in technology. The upcoming iPad models and Apple Watch Series 10 are not just products. They are a testament to innovation and collaboration across the globe, poised to redefine what's possible in the realm of tech. In a bold move to redefine productivity and creativity in the workplace, Google Workspace has announced the launch of Google Vids, an AI-powered video creation app set to revolutionize how enterprises create content. Scheduled for release in June 2024, this app signifies a significant leap towards integrating artificial intelligence into everyday business tools, aiming to streamline and enhance the creative process. As part of Google's extensive push into the enterprise market, Google Vids is designed to automate and intelligize tasks, making it easier for businesses to produce high-quality video content. Alongside this innovative app, Google introduced Gemini Code Assist, an AI-driven code completion tool tailored for enterprise developers, aiming to simplify and accelerate the development process. These tools are part of a broader strategy to bolster productivity through intelligent automation. Moreover, Google announced the introduction of new security tools equipped with generative AI capabilities, underscoring a commitment to data sovereignty and advanced protection for enterprise data. In a strategic move to monetize these advancements, Google plans to offer these new AI features for Workspace through a premium add-on package priced at $10 per month per user. The significance of AI in the enterprise sector cannot be overstated, with projections indicating that AI will impact 40% of all working hours and evolve into a $1.3 trillion industry by 2032. This forecast highlights the transformative potential of AI in reshaping business operations and productivity. Google's latest initiatives in AI and cloud technology not only showcase its dedication to innovation, but also its commitment to empowering businesses with cutting-edge tools to thrive in a rapidly evolving digital landscape. This has been your Daily Brief in Tech. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.